Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the Planning Committee meeting of Melbourne Parish Council on Wednesday, the 8th of October. Kick off with PL 56 2526 to receive apologies for absence.
Received from Councillors Hart and Wilson with acceptable reasons.
Can I have someone to propose they're accepted? Councillor Barnes, Councillor Alexander seconding. Those in favour? It's unanimous. Thank you. PL 572526 to receive any declaration of interest and dispensations.
None received.
Thank you. PL 582526 to approve the minutes of the Planning Committee meeting held on the 10th of September. Did you receive any comments,
corrections?
Has anyone got anything to say now? Can I have someone propose that they are true and accurate record? That's Councillor Clark proposing. Councillor Redlingus second. Those in favour? It's unanimous. Thank you. PL 592526 is to report back on the minutes of those meeting, of that meeting. Is there anything to report?
No.
PL 602526 is public public participation. There are no members of the public present, so we'll move on to PL 612526 decision notices. So item A is a single storey side extension at Five Trails. We supported and it was permitted. Item B is conditions. Discharge was agreed. Item C is a flat roof extension and raised deck to the rear of 105 High Street. This was, we supported and that was permitted. Item D is a tree application at 2 to 4 Little Lane. We didn't object to that and the decision was no objection. Item E is a certificate of lawfulness for demolition of existing side porch, single story rear extension outbuildings. This is at number 12 Rose Lane. This has been formally withdrawn. It's not on as a decision notice because the withdrawal confirmation came through long before the meeting. It was important to note it. The prior application that went through is still valid. Moving on to PL 622526 is to note the following application for tree work. Item A is various trees behind the ambulance station. There's no objections received on the email. We are still within the deadline if anyone has anything to say.
No, it's fine.
No? No objection?
No.
We don't have a photo?
No, just it's a...
It's just a tree.
Yeah.
Item B is reducing regrowth on an ash tree at 69 High Street. There's nobody objecting to email. Anyone got anything to say now?
No, it's fine. It's fine.
No objection. Item C is a maple to be felled to ground level. This is at 5 New Road. There's no objections come in. Does anyone wish to say anything there? No?
No.
Were there any reasons given for felling it to ground level?
I don't remember that one, I'm afraid.
We've had issues in from other residents about the tree previously, but let's just have a quick look at that. Is it the leaning one that's looking over the lee wall or something?
I believe it is, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Threatening wall, yeah.
Threatened it all over.
Okay. Yeah, no, it's been coming with you.
High risk trees dead and located in a high risk area.
Sorry.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
No objection to that.
No.
Item D is to trim a large limb off a beech tree. This is also on Five New Road. This is extending over the neighbour's garden.
Yeah, that's fine.
No objections. So we move on to planning applications. PL 632526. The first is a listing building's consent to replace the horizontal opening beneath the lime plaster supporting the southwest bedroom first floor, which has been rotted and infested by Death Watch beetle. Does anyone have anything to say? Support, no comment?
Yep.
Okay. I have someone to oppose that. Councillor Barnes, Councillor Alexander seconding. Those in favour? Unanimous. Thank you. Item 2 is for information only. This is compliance with the conditions at Hillside Farm. This is the one off New Road, off the 505 on the corner there. Item C, again, information only. This is demolition of existing foyer and extension, single story front extension at the Kingsway Golf Centre. We previously supported, no comments. As noted on your agenda, the amendment does not seem to change material consideration. Does anyone wish to say anything now? Item D is change of use of part of the former poultry farm from agriculture to the keeping and training of a small number of dogs for security purposes. This is at Bridgeford Farm. Mm. Comments?
The usual, isn't it? Retro.
Spectre.
Better than backing more artists across the 505.
True. Which they're still doing, by the way.
I haven't seen it in a while.
Yeah, no, it's about 6 in the morning, because I drive past about 6 in the morning, and it's about that sort of time.
Splendid.
Chair, we have had correspondence on this one from residents, just bringing it to our attention that we hadn't received the application, so it's already been to other parishes.
But not to the one that's...
That are adjoined, yes, because they seem to do this with this one. It goes to either or.
Forget that Flint Cross is ours.
Yeah, so we requested to come back. There's quite a few objections on there, I believe.
Yep, I understand that.
Thank you.
Sorry, can you back down a bit? Sorry, just that, that's it. That's not good news.
What are you looking at?
I'm looking at the distressed dogs.
Yeah.
That's not good, because if they're badly kennelled and they're not being looked after properly, they just become ferocious in their own right. And also, it's not fair on the animals. That. Maybe the RSPCA need to be notified to go down and have a little look.
It doesn't really say anything. It says what's it saying? A small number of dogs. It's a bit vague as well, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I don't like using old chicken coops either, because that's not good. Because if they've not been cleaned out as well, you don't know what's...
It's already causing a disturbance to people, isn't it?
Yeah, obviously,
Well, we've
barking during the night.
What type of matter?
They're all his tenants who are complaining.
Are they?
Yeah. Those addresses are all on the... They're already converted chicken sheds and whatever into dwellings.
You can see why they
object. But then I don't know. It was originally kennels, and it has been for forever. I mean, it's been kennels for over 20 odd years. When we moved in to the area, it already was kennels.
I suppose before all those residents, it was relatively remote then, wasn't it?
It was very, and then he slowly changed the footprint of the kennels and the chicken sheds that he put up into dwellings.
Yeah.
And it's still some kennels there, and you do hear the barking, even we're half a mile away, but yeah. You still hear the barking. But they were from kennels dogs, not from dogs under training to be whatever, security dogs, whatever that dogs. Is, aggressive dogs.
Yes.
So I can imagine the noise will go up a scale.
Mm-hmm.
And is he? Are they training the number of dogs for their own security purposes or for other people's?
No, I can imagine he's training for other people.
Yeah.
Oh.
Don't like the sound of that.
No.
Well, mainly for the nuisance for the residents. Yeah.
Okay.
Remarkably.
He refused.
I'm assuming that it's refused. Fire and fire sector.
Yeah, they're still using the access from the fire.
Yeah, they are. They are. I witnessed it this morning. There was someone putting out this morning.
They were told to block that off, weren't they?
Yeah.
They were 3UJ, sorry. Yeah, they were told to block that off, weren't they, some time ago? And they're just basically flaunting it.
Oh, totally.
Okay. So. Do you have dash cam footage of that?
No, I can get it. I don't have a dash cam, but I can get the camera out next time.
Mm-hmm. And he's reporting up to compliance and possibly the police.
Highway's not happy.
And RSPCA chair?
I have no evidence of dogs being mistreated as howling and so forth.
They're not being tended properly, because if you go to a proper kennels, if you take a dog into a proper kennels where you maybe go on holiday for 2 weeks or something like that, you don't get continual howling.
I agree.
So therefore, there has to be a condition in which you keep animals, and
And is there something? I'm just asking for information now about whether we should find out about the Dangerous Dogs Act, about whether there's. Their insurance or whether they're properly trained to train dangerous dogs, or whether they have proper security
to keep dog
dangerous
trainers.
Dogs that are dangerous are weapons, aren't they, really?
Mm-hmm.
And whether you need to have specific kind of premises.
I can't remember now, because
I think we're drifting away from planning processes.
True, but I suppose it just really...
But it's all part of the process, though, isn't it? Yeah. They're trying to install something that is...
They're trying to put something in that sounds like we're going to object to, but we've got to object on planning grounds, dangerous dogs laws.
True. Sorry. Yeah.
So is the noise the nuisance? Is
the
that
noise is the nuisance. Yeah. That's a valid planning.
Yeah.
Traffic, highways.
Highways is a good reason, if they're still using that gate.
Yeah.
What else?
Is it a change of use thing?
No, because that's what they're applying for.
As far as material goes, I'd say it's
about the only material things.
Yeah. Additional footfall, so therefore additional traffic and the noise.
Yeah. Okay, so we're going to object to this on grounds of noise nuisance as evidenced by local complaints that are on the planning application. We're going to object to it on the grounds of use of the 505 entrance, which Highways does not recognise as a valid entrance and egress.
Through the chair. Is there a possibility of raising concerns over the housing of the dogs in a makeshift that's not appropriate? Because it is all part of planning. Because if they want to use these chicken sheds, have they been converted properly? You know, it's like saying you build a house, but I'm not going to put a roof on it. You know, it does sound, I think there's something in there, because you have to think, you have to consider animal welfare as part of it, because they want to do something that involves animals, yeah. And we don't think they've appropriately set
being
up.
Being housed in appropriate conditions.
Yeah.
We could put it perhaps as an addendum onto it.
Just couch it in such a way that...
We can't object on those grounds.
No, I totally understand, Chair, but I'm just saying, I think because of the sensitivity of it, and also you are trying to look at the safeguarding the well-being of the animals.
So we object on the grounds of noise nuisance and the problems with Highways and using a non-sanctioned entrance egress. We're also concerned about the reason that there's a continual noise being that the animals are not being kept in suitable premises.
Thank you. Thank you, Chair.
Happy with that?
Yeah, thank you, Chair.
Okay, that's can't object on that ground, but we can raise a concern. Can I have someone to propose that, please? Councillor Barnes, Councillor Clark seconding, those in favour? That's unanimous, thank you. Item E, information only. It's a non-material amendment for building on the recreation ground. This is the Scouts warehouse, and they've decided to go for an all steel corrugation outside rather than brick, half brick and half steel. I don't think there's going to be any issue with that.
No.
Anyone wish to say anything? No? Okay, that's fine. It's information on item F, information only, a certificate of lawfulness under S192 for a demolition of existing conservatory and a new proposed single-storey rear extension with window to the front and three roof lights. 42 held close. Unless anyone's got any violent objections, then we'll move on.
Okay. Nothing yet.
Final planning application is at 10 Chapel Lane. Committee may remember that came in initially as a proposal to demolish the building and build two new ones. This is to raise the ridge and essentially extend internally. So they're going to put some door windows at the front and back. So they've got more space in the roof area. Thoughts and comments, please.
It's not going above the roof line, is it?
Yeah. The roof line is going up. Not massively. It's going up maybe a metre or something.
Chapel Lane's the little,
yeah.
little tiny thing. We weren't happy last time because it was two full-size houses, wasn't it? Yeah. So four part houses that were going up.
We supported it last time, although we wanted conditions slapping on them about footprint on site and keeping all the building materials and vehicles on site.
Have there been
any?
Councillor Clark.
No, sorry, I was just not hearing the noise downstairs, that was all.
Councillor Barnes. Councillor Barnes.
Have there been any comments from people about overlooking or anything like that?
No comments on the planning application, but they have notified a lot of neighbours. Comments?
Would you go just having a quick look on Google Maps to see how this is going to fit in? If it's going to re-raise by about a metre, would that cause any problems?
You probably wouldn't be able to see it on Google Earth. It wouldn't have gone down there.
It wouldn't have gone down there.
No.
You can only see the satellite view.
Well, I think that also given that, it's not going to have a huge impact on... And if the neighbours hadn't...
If the neighbours hadn't...
I think they're the only people that it's going to impact, really.
Maybe the only thing would be again the thing that we were concerned about, which was builders, lorries, and materials and whatever.
Yeah.
Because it's such a narrow, so keeping that on the site rather than elsewhere.
Yeah, didn't even take a picture down there, did it?
Is it not? It's not an adopted lane then. If Google didn't go down there.
Yeah, it might be adopted.
It is adopted, I think, because it's on our list of...
That's unusual.
The roads used to get adopted at the drop of a hat.
Really? Yeah.
The county seems to try and avoid adopting them now. They find all sorts of reasons not to.
But as you said, if the neighbours haven't complained...
Okay, so support with comments. The comments being the same as we made last time about keeping all building materials and vehicles on site or parked elsewhere, not on Chapel Lane though, because you block it.
Yeah.
Put any vehicle on Chapel Lane and you block it. So to avoid. Upsetting the neighbours.
Yep.
The residents. Good. I don't think there's anything else to say.
No.
Can I have someone to propose that, please? Councillor Barnes, seconded. Councillor Alexander. And those in favour? That's unanimous. Thank you very much. Which brings us to PL 642526, to note that the date of the next meeting will be Wednesday the 12th of November. Same place, same time. Thank you very much.